Hey, Judge!
Any disembowelments tonight?
Not that I know of, no.
Mutilation, murders, bizarre suicides.
Nothing good on TV tonight, huh, Mr.?
Craven. Al Craven.
Yeah.
With the Gazette. I did that big front page story last week on the lady who fricasseed the poodle.
Al Craven, the journalist.
Yeah. You know, I really like it here in court, Judge. I mean, there's always a never-ending supply of human misery in a place like this.
Yeah. Most people don't see the fun side of pain and suffering.
Right.
See ya.
Mm. Cute kid, the judge.
Well, we think so, but he's not exactly a kid.
Is the seat taken?
Yes.
Thank you. You know, he doesn't even look old enough to use a razor. Oh, and speaking of razors, you would be revolted at what I've seen a razor do to the human body.
Be that as it may, Judge Stone is older than you think.
Oh, well, how old is he?
Well, he's, I don't know. How old do you think he is, Dan?
I don't know. It's one of those things I never think about. Like, is Pinky Lee still alive?
I'm sure you got to be a certain minimum age to be a judge.
No, you only have to have been practicing law for at least 10 years.
I think he's about...
Say, here's a novel approach. Why don't we ask him? Judge Stone.
Yo?
We were just talking and we're a little curious. What is your age?
Oh, I'm a little over 900 years old. That's what a spiritualist once told me anyway. Seems I have this very old soul. Of course, the first couple of hundred years are sort of a blur.
I know how you feel.
Yeah.
See ya.
Colorful guy.
I'm telling you, he has a few pages stuck together.
You want to talk crazy? Did you read the piece I did about the guy in Canarsie who went berserk and turned his loved ones into lunch meat? Well, you'll have to excuse me. All this lunch talk is making me hungry.
I guess the judge is... in his 20s.
I say he's close to 40.
In dog years, maybe. I'll bet you 5 he's 28.
You're on.
You gotta bet. Okay.
You're both acting very selfish. Why don't we get a pool together so we can all play?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Now, excuse me, how are you going to determine the winner if the judge won't tell his age?
Well, there's got to be ways to find out.
We could saw him in half and count the rings.
You know, hey, it's got to be a matter of public record, like civil service forms or whatever, right, Leonard?
Yeah. Easily, Leonard.
I suppose I could call downtown and get a look at his personnel file.
Yes. Great. All right, it's settled. Listen, I'll make up the official sign-up sheet, and we'll pick the ages we want.
I'm in.
Good.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it'll be fun.
And I feel like we're prying.
That's the fun part.
You know, I really don't understand society's preoccupation with age in the first place. I mean, you're only as old as you feel, right, Selma?
That's vicious.
Guess Harry's age.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look, there are still some good ages left, so just put your initials in any empty square. Don't press so hard. You crushed my nib. Sorry. Keep it.
What's next?
Next, we have a rather unusual case, Your Honor.
What's the problem? She's a slut.
He's an animal.
Off the top of my head, marital problem?
Not quite, Your Honor. They never finished the ceremony.
Oh, Ronald McKenzie, charged with destruction of church property and disorderly conduct in a house of worship. Kind of pushing your luck, aren't you?
Okay, so I got a little carried away.
A little? He knocked the candelabras over, smashed the flowers, and destroyed the pulpit with his bare hands.
Second thoughts, Mr. McKenzie?
I went out of my mind. Suppose on your wedding day you saw your wife in a nude.
I think I'll probably insist on it.
My client was provoked, Your Honor, pure and simple. You see, some jokers in the pews were circulating naked photographs of the bride. So naturally, Mr. McKenzie wasn't too pleased when his bride came down the aisle to the sounds of stomping and whistling and shouts of, hey, mama, you make me feel so good, mama.
Groom tortured by bride in the buff. How's that for a headline?
Great. How's that for a coleslaw?
Just in the line of duty here, Miss Williams, do you have those pictures?
Not in my possession, Your Honor, but I believe you'll find the prosecution thumbing the evidence over there.
Mr. Fielding.
What? Oh, yes, Your Honor. I have no objection to the entrance into evidence, the April 1980 issue of Stud magazine. Bringing special attention to pages 53, 54, and 54A.
Your Honor, I object.
Oh, I don't mind.
Lana, the guy from Records Retrieval's here.
I got the file on Harold Stone.
Wait a minute, this is sealed. Why would his personnel record be sealed?
Oh, you wanted his personnel record?
Yes, what's this?
His criminal record.
Criminal record?
Well, as far as anyone else is concerned, I don't know anything about this.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Wait. Yeah, maybe we better have a legal opinion. Why don't you tell Dan? But be discreet.
I'm 6'8", 240, and I got no hair.
Do your best.
Yeah. See what I mean, Your Honor? And it's sickening.
Ronnie, I didn't even know you when those were taken. I only did it because I really needed the money. Things were tough for me then. I had no job. I was hungry.
Looks like you were cold, too.
Oh, no kidding.
Something you'd like to share, Mr. Fielder?
No.
The caseload may get a little backed up if we don't...
Get off the pot? Got it. Miss McKenzie, do you have anything else to say in your defense?
Just that you can hardly blame me, Your Honor. I mean, what kind of a guy wants his entire bowling team to know what his wife's goodies look like?
Goodies?
That's a collective slang term representing five separate portions of the female anatomy.
Oh.
Miss McKenzie, I do understand how you feel, but the fact remains that the lady is not the one who's on trial here. Whether or not she should have posed in the nude is not the point.
Yeah? Well, the point is... that I wanted you all to myself, Vicky. To me, your body is sacred.
At least we agree on something.
Look, maybe I'm not too proud of those photos, okay? Maybe I was stupid to do it, but it doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, does it?
No, of course not.
Hey, stop it, Rockface.
Mr. McKenzie.
No, you shut up too, Your Honor, for
Ronald,
a minute.
Ronald, stop it. You can't go around telling people to shut up. They won't like you.
Everybody shut up. I've been standing here looking at nude pictures of my fiancé.
All right. How about all you folks go out, take a break, and breathe into a paper bag, huh? 10-minute recess.
Okay, let's open this baby up, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, save it, sweetheart. I tipped the courier to find out what he gave you.
Craven, you are really compost. You know that?
Hey, whoa. I mean garbage, slime, swill. I have been called it all.
How about maggot sandwich?
Jackie O, Studio 54.
Well, wait, Craven.
Listen, sweetheart, I know I'm going to get that file, even if I have to resort to legal means. Come on, sweetheart, open up the file.
Craven, there is no way you're getting your slime-soaked hooks on the judge's record.
Slime-soaked hooks?
Hello, Now, Craven, it's probably just a youthful offender thing if the file is sealed. From a legal standpoint, a juvenile file doesn't even exist. It can only be opened by an officer of the court.
Like her.
Out.
Maybe just a tiny peek.
Little, huh?
No!
Oh, come on, sweetheart.
I'm not your sweetheart.
Right, but you're dying to know what it is that Judge Stone is hiding just as much as the rest of us.
Who says he's hiding anything?
Hey, everybody's got something to hide, lady. That's what makes this country great.
Would you just get out of here?
No, no, no. Not until I have that file. Here.
You are not getting it now.
I've been in worse places.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yes.
So what do you think?
Frankly, Judge Stone, I'm floored.
Yeah, the groom seemed a bit surprised by it, too.
What?
I can't stop thinking is what kind of sick mind would dredge up somebody's past like that? I mean, bringing those photos to the wedding. Gee, come on. Whatever happened to toaster ovens and blenders?
Harry, if you have anything else to tell us, I want you to know I'll understand.
No, I'm finished, but thanks for being there.
I believe what the lady is referring to is a certain, skeleton in your closet.
Craven, I see your lips moving, but I don't hear anything.
How's this for a headline? The Hoodlum Judge. Gonna make a great story.
What's he talking about?
Well, Your Honor, he seems to have gotten this silly notion that you have a criminal record.
How did you find out about that?
Oh, I'll never tell. A good newsman always protects his sources. Right, sweetheart?
It was completely inadvertent. I had no idea I'd come across this file when I was trying to track down, some other...
Where's the file now?
Harry, you have to believe me that I had no idea I'd find this.
Well, what else you got in there?
Nothing. Nothing I'd want to go public with.
Okay, what was it, Judge? What'd they put you away for?
Nothing I want to go public with.
Look, one way or another, I'm going to find out what you did, and then I'm going to print it. Now, I might go a little easy on you if you cooperate.
Let me put it this way. Get out.
Okay, I'll start with no comment. I mean, it sounds dry, but it's very incriminating.
Harry, I had no idea how damaging. I feel awful.
Lana, forget it. It was bound to come out sooner or later.
No, not forget it. This is terrible.
Lana, please.
Really, and it's all my fault. You know, I could just kill myself. I really could. I could just rip out my tongue with my own hands. I could just slit my own throat.
Lana, can we have an end to the bloodshed, please?
Well, look, so Craven prints it. Now, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, I'd be publicly disgraced, making it impossible for me to continue to function effectively as a judge. I'd have to step down.
Right, but you've still got your health. I'm sorry, I've never tried to cheer up anybody before.
All right.
Don't bother getting up. We're not starting yet. As some of you already know, I was once in jail.
Harry, don't do this.
I mention that only because it seems germane to this case. However Miss Geyer feels about having posed nude, it's done. It's a fact that can't be changed. And it's the same with what I did.
What did you do?
Getting to that.
Just a second, Judge. I want to take a few notes.
Okay, Craven, get your pen out. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I knocked over a liquor store.
You committed armed robbery?
No, I knocked over a liquor store. The front part of it, anyway, with a 64 Cadillac convertible.
I owned one of those once.
Did you? I didn't.
You mean you stole the car?
Impulsive, huh? But I was a teenager then. All I really meant to do was drive it around the block a couple of times and take it back, but My foot slipped off the brake pedal and...
Kaboom.
Correct. I only spent 2 nights in jail and a couple of weeks in the reformatory, but it affected me for the rest of my life.
Being in jail?
No. Being in the path of my father's stare. Believe me, in 20 minutes I spent my time in hell. It was a courtroom like this, and he sat right there. You would have thought he could have blinked or something. He could have reached out and slapped me or yelled at me or beat me, but damn it, he just sat there and looked at me. And then when it was all over, all he said was, "You disappointed me, Harold." When a boy loves his father, he would rather get knocked across the head with a 2x4 than hear that kind of stuff. Anyway, not too long after that, he just... sort of died. It always kind of bugged me, you know, that he never found out that I hadn't made a habit out of stealing cars. Let the record show that I convened court. I found the defendant, Ronald McKenzie, guilty as charged, asked him to pay restitution, and gave him a 10-day suspended sentence. And then I called a recess.
Harry? 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 Harry?
Fuck!
You were right.
What, resting comfortably?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just had a little attack of the past, you know. Maybe it's just time I learned that I can't change it.
Things that are done, it is needless to speak about. Things that are past, it is needless to blame.
Confucius?
Probably. In any case, it's the longest message I ever read in a fortune cookie.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
This isn't what you were thinking. I mean, I'm engaged.
No, we just thought you were comforting a friend.
Oh, then it was. I mean, what you were thinking.
Your Honor, are you all right?
We were worried about you.
I'm fine. Thank you all very much for being concerned, really.
Knock, knock! Look what the cat dragged in. Well, I thought I'd save somebody the trouble of saying it.
You back for more dirt, Craven?
What, you mean that car stuff? Are you crazy? Joyriding judge? I mean, what the hell is that? I can't print that. I mean, that's nothing. Now, take the piece I did on the deranged men's room attendant in Queens.
No, you take it, and,
I'm way ahead of you.
Hello.
Oh, look, it's my favorite pair.
What can we do for you kids?
Well, I hate to bother you again, Judge, but could you marry us?
Son again, huh?
You made me realize that if you've got a chance at something, well, who knows, it may be your last, right?
Gee, Ronnie, I never heard you talk that way before. It excites me.
I know how you feel.
So what do you say, Judge?
Sure, make an appointment with Miss Wagner.
Oh, no. You see, the suit has to be back in the morning.
You mean... Sure, what the heck? Why not?
Oh, my God, we're having a wedding.
Now? I mean, surely you don't intend...
I think all we need is a marriage license.
Here you go, sir.
Dan, Liz, come on over here. You'll be the witnesses.
Now, Harry, that's really a lovely thought, but I think maybe...
Here, you stand over here.
Harry, I don't think this is the time.
We're ready now.
Fine.
You stop following me around.
I just want to get to know you better.
Here's all you need to know. I'm armed.
What's doing?
These two are getting married.
Oh, which is the bride's side?
Over there.
Aren't you forgetting something?
What's this?
The text of the ceremony.
Oh, dearly beloved. Let's just let her rip. Vicky, you really love this little hothead, don't you?
I beg your pardon?
Just answer the question.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. And Ronnie, you feel like she's the only woman in the world for you, don't you?
I do.
Really?
What do you want, blood?
Just checking. Now, do you promise to try to show her that you love her and not just flop down in front of the TV every night?
Yeah, whatever you say.
Okay, Vicky, do you promise not to jump him with a bunch of problems when he comes in the door from work? And do you promise not to make other plans for him on Super Bowl Sunday?
What happened to love, honor, and cherish?
Grow up. It's 1984.
Things we're talking about here have to do with being sensitive and considerate to another person's feelings. And if you promise to do that to the best of your ability, then I don't know how you can help but be happy. That's it.
That's what?
It's over.
It is?
Hey, I just made you listen to that stuff. Technically, I don't have to say anything and you're married. From now on, it's up to you. You may kiss the bride. And you may hug the judge.
I wish we had some rice to throw on them.
How about paper clips?
Well, thank you all. Goodbye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank
all
you
Bye-bye. Happy honeymoon. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
I doubt if I could.
Hey, everybody, come on. All over to my place for the reception.
Where do you live?
6th Avenue and 42nd Street.
That's a park.
Dress accordingly.
By the way, folks, I don't know why it makes any difference to anyone. It sure shouldn't. But for the record, I'm 34 years old.
The bowl! Oh, yeah.
I had
34.
HTS.
Who's HTS?
Call it a hunch.